Those are the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 28. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. I run gruntfreepress.com, the website for your gaming news and reviews, mostly reviews, and host of this podcast that you're listening to. I don't know how you get it. If you get it from Internet Archive, iTunes, fucking Stitcher, should be getting it from gruntfreepress.com. Oh, maybe. I don't really care. But go to gruntfreepress.com anyway. I'll tell you, I got it from, I'm listening to it. The app on my phone that I use is, Podcast Addict. Just whatever. It's a free fucking app. I use on my Android phone. Seems to work all right. Just a little note I thought was kind of funny. It's got an update, like, recently for the app. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Nothing to do with the app. I like the app. I've been using it for years. It's fine. It fucking works good for what I do. I just listen to fucking shitty podcasts like this as I'm working. You know, it's fine. But yeah. So you know, they update the app pretty regularly, every you know, couple weeks or something. They'll do some kind of update. Fucking. You know, make the UI fucking look better or make shit easier or fucking whatever. But yeah, so the newest update I got, they added a feature, I'll put that in quotes, so that you can report inappropriate content. And then they say it's a mandatory feature to keep the app from getting banned from the Google Play Store. No, this thing's kind of fucked up. Like, they make, you know what I mean? They make you fucking put in some things so people can fucking hit a button. Like, oh, this offends me. The fucking, I'm offended fucking button. That's a mandatory thing you gotta have in the fucking Google Play Store. Seems fucked up. Not a big deal. I mean, fucking, there's another little fucking piece of evidence that, like, hey, you know, everyone's, you know, fucking, everything's gotta be controlled and fucking, you know, just, you know, how fucked up shit's got at this point. Like, you can't just fucking throw shit out there. It's a free fucking app, too. And just, like, whatever. I mean, you can't just put a thing like, hey, some shit might be kind of fucked up on here. You listen to podcasts and get no control over. You know, we're just hosting, not even hosting, just fucking giving you a way to fucking, you know what I mean? Get your fucking awful fucking podcast where people say fucking way too many times. And it might be kind of fucked up. I mean, it's like, you put a little fucking note, but I mean, no, it's fucking mandatory. You gotta fucking have some fucking button to report. Oh, this is fucking offensive. Like, so, I mean, fucking, I don't know. It might affect me, obviously. I mean, hopefully not. I mean, people, you know, if you say fuck in a forest, can anybody hear you say fuck? I mean, no, fucking small audience. Who's gonna fucking report me? But probably the one guy is fucking just like fucking, ah, you fucking son of a bitch, and I'll get banned. But so yeah, if I fucking get pulled off of fucking iTunes or whatever, you know, always get the full length podcast, unedited, unfucked with, at gruntfreepress.com. This is why I say it. Leave me some feedback there while you're at it. You can email me podcast@gruntfreepress.com, where you'll find reviews such as they finally put a Rebel Galaxy review up. I forget how much I fucking talked about it previously. Probably quite a bit. I've been played it for a while. It's a good game. Yeah, the review's up on gruntfreepress.com. This is the game. It's the fucking space sim fucking trading game. Combat fucking, you know, you're just fucking buying ships and shit. Trying to get more money to get better ships. I think I've already talked about that, so I won't go on too much. But just the ending thoughts. I liked it a lot when I first, you know, was first playing it, and I still like it. It's still a good game, but I didn't end as high as on it as I started. It was a main story that was pulling you along. I was explaining, I was just like the almost like an Elite Dangerous or something. Like, it's just kind of trying to build up money, it turns into a grind and shit. then it was like, oh, there's a main story pulling you along, and starts off kind of strong and shit. And I'm like, oh, well, it's cool that they fucking put like a story in here or something to keep you going forward. But just the entire story just fucking shits the bed towards the end. And it's just fucking like, oh, this is just really, really here. It wasn't thought out that, you know, that well. Just fucking, which is weird. It's just the production values of it seem pretty good, especially for, I think it's like a smaller team made it or whatever. But, so if you figure that fucking, oh, they put a lot of effort into it, the fucking story's gonna be, like, the main draw. But, yeah, I just ended up kind of fucking petering out towards the end. Still a good game. I'd fucking recommend it. I put a good fucking, like, 35 hours or so into it just playing, you know. It does get kind of, you doing the same shit over and over towards the end, but still pretty good. I enjoyed it. Another game, which is weird, just fucking just going to talk about games. I only have like two or three games. Yeah, it was fucking that and a couple others, but I did play a lot of each one. So the other one I was talking about last week or last couple weeks was I'm pretty sure it's a Russian game called Kolot. Also put the review up on gruntfreepress.com. So pretty sure it's only on PC. I think Rebel Galaxy is on PS4 as well as PC. I played it on PCs, the custom soundtrack, but that was like the main, you know, the fucking highlight of that game was the fucking custom soundtrack. So if you have the choice, play it on fucking PC, don't play it on PS4. Kolot, fucking PC only. It's pretty much, you know, fucking so. A walking simulator, and it's, you know, if you look at it, break it down on paper, it's just a by the numbers walk around in this fucking environment, collect the notes, and those tell the story. Which I mean, I can kind of be down on those games, like fucking whatever. I mean, played enough of them, it's just kind of same formula, like whatever. But it turns out I really fucking liked Kolot. I ended up really fucking high on that game. I liked it a lot. It's short. It's only fucking, I think I spent like 4 hours playing it. But it's fucking, you know, it's a walking simulator, but it's a fucking really good walking, picking up notes simulator. It's just fucking, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's just fucking, looks fucking amazing. It's just fucking, dude, I was saying, if you read the review, I mean, it's fucking like, literally, I mean, it's getting cold and fucking snowy now here. You know, I was just fucking playing it as it's fucking like 20 fucking degrees outside, you know. I'm just like walking through the fucking snow. You can hear the fucking wind howling. You can hear your feet fucking crunching in the snow. You're up on these fucking mountains in the fucking, in a forest by yourself. It's just like the atmosphere is just fucking amazing in that game. I thought it was really fucking effective. Like I was like getting, you know, I was already cold. I'm fucking like shivering up, like playing it. Like, man, this is fucking like that. Again, in the review, I might be repeating myself because you should read the review. It's some of my best work. No, it's actually kind of like, I started, I'm like, how am I going to write about this without being like, sounding like a fucking, like, you know, art school, like poetry fucking homo. But I'm like, yeah, I probably can't, but whatever. So that's kind of a, reading, and I'm like, this is kind of one of those reviews I'd read somewhere and be like, wow, this guy's a fucking fruit. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking like explain, you know what I mean? Fucking explain, trying to explain how the game made me feel. I mean, that's the thing. The game's more of like, it gives you that, like, that sense of like isolation, like the, like, I don't know, fucking emotion of just like fucking walking through a fucking snowy forest and, you know, in the middle of the fucking night and fucking the dead of winter and just feeling fucking cold and feeling like, you know, you're just fucking, there's nobody around, and if there is anything around, it's fucking, you know, hostile and fucking something, you know, just feels like almost otherworldly, because it's just, you know, I've had that feeling before. I mean, yeah, I had fucking walked out through the fucking woods at night, you know, like even in my fucking like backyard, the fucking middle of the fucking night, like trudging through the fucking snow or like whatever, going somewhere or going out in the fucking woods, and it's just fucking, you know, you hear shit, you hear fucking shit moving, branches cracking. It's just fucking, you know, there's nobody around. It's just fucking, just that feeling. It just fucking, Kolot just fucking, it just captures that like perfectly. It's just amazing. It's just, it was great. I fucking loved it. I mean, it's not fucking hard. There's nothing, you know, not much to it. I mean, I like the way they did the notes too. I mean, I think I explained it. It is like a, based on a true story of some campers or some shit. That fucking and then just, they found their bodies. They're up in the Ural Mountains or whatever in fucking Russia. But it's, I mean, it's fucking, it is kind of about that, but it's not. I mean, it gets kind of like occultish, like fucking weird fucking shit. But I mean, even that, like, you know, that's not the main draw. I mean, the way they do the notes, it's like, you know, the only way to save in the game is either going to like a camp, which is only, you know, there's a few of them like scattered around the fucking mountain, or, when you find the notes, it'll save the game. So it's, you know, you'll be, again, you'll be fucking like going through fucking, oh, I feel fucking so isolated, I feel fucking alone. And then it's like fucking like you hear like a fucking note fluttering, and you're like fucking, you know, focusing on that note, and then you hear like, you know, wolves howling and shit. And it's just like, you know, then you find the note, and it's just like fucking just like a fucking relief of just like, all right, fucking progress saved. And plus, you're, yeah, the only way you can find your way around the fucking mountain is you have a compass and a map, but it doesn't show you where you are on the map. So it's, you know, they just have like, yeah, they give you GPS coordinates of where you, like the main places you got to go to, like, you know, finish the game or move it along or whatever. But you'll find other notes scattered around. So it's just, you know, you hear that flutter in the wind, and it's just fucking like, you know, you'll be, could be like some kind of like, you know, puzzle, or not like a real puzzle, but just some kind of like fucking, I gotta like navigate around shit and fucking like, you know, fucking find shit and just fucking, forget where I was going with that. But yeah, so you find the fucking the note, and it's just like, you know, it's fucking relief. I mean, even like, you know, some of the shit's voice acted, some of it's not, some of it's pretty badly fucking translated fucking Russian. But even that, you know, even that fucking badly translated fucking Russian fucking text is just kind of like, just, you know, just kind of, you know, almost adds to the feeling. Just like, I don't know, like, I don't really belong here. Like, fucking, I don't know, like, fucking, the shit just feels a little off, and it's just cool. Even like, you know, the supernatural, some supernatural shit in there, and even that's not like, I don't know. I didn't look at it as like a hardcore like horror game, or, you know what I mean? It's just fucking just all that shit just adds to just fucking just that feeling of just fucking walking around fucking alone and just fucking, I don't know, just calming. It's just fucking like calming and fucking, you know what I mean? It's calming, but you also know it's kind of deadly. You just fucking out in the snow and shit. Just, I don't know, just really fucking like that. I didn't think I'd end up fucking liking it nearly as much as I did. It's fucking great. Highly recommend that. Fucking Kolot. Again, it's cheap. It's fucking something, 10, 15 bucks, 20 bucks maybe. But yeah, if you have a fucking halfway decent fucking computer to fucking run it, man, it's, play it in the fucking dark with headphones on. It's fucking great. I really liked it. It's fucking something to relax. Relax and get fucking tense as fuck about. It's pretty good. Yeah, the other big one I fucking threw in, ongoing thing, fucking again, years in the making, Darkest Dungeon. I bought and started playing. First thing, I just fucking, so again, it's PC and PS4, I believe. Almost kind of wish I bought it on PS4, because the first thing I fucking do when I fucking boot up the fucking game, because I knew it was on PS4, but I'm like, oh, whatever, I was good on fucking PC. I think I got it, you know, cheaper, and it's been in, whatever, it's been in fucking early access on PC for like fucking whatever, 5 years, it seems like, even hearing about it. So, figured the PC version would be the way to go. It's been fucking tested and whatever. And of course, as, you know, I said before, fucking all these people playing it and fucking talking it off like it's the greatest thing since fucking Mario Brothers. Or figured, you know, it'd be pretty good to get on the PC. The fucking first thing I do when I boot it up, I'm sitting there, I get my controller, and like, what the fuck? There's no fucking, like, why is there no controller support? I mean, I know it's on fucking PS4. Why is it, you know what I mean? Why is it, how hard could it be to fucking, you know, fucking just port the fucking controls over? I mean, it's a fucking, it's a turn-based, like, RPG, you know, like, how much is there gonna be that you need a fucking mouse for, like, aiming or whatever? I mean, I didn't understand that. So, first thing I do is I fucking pulled out I talked with the controller companion app. I'm like, oh, this just opened up, like, the, drop down, like, whatever. It's the fucking, these are the controls. And they're only, like, I actually have it fucking written down. There's, like, one, two, three, five, six. Well, there's like 5 main controls, you know what I mean? And then like another 5, like quick quick select skills or whatever. So I'm like, dude, that's fucking, how hard could it be to fucking put that on the fucking thing? So I just like, I'm like, ah, whatever made sense. Try doing it. Controller companion app. Didn't fucking bother with the fucking mouse and keyboard. I mean, what am I, a fucking animal? You know, I'm going to fucking sit there sitting up like a fucking prick as I'm playing a fucking game. Fuck that. Yeah, I mean, just fucking give you a quick, like, behind the scenes of how I play games. I mean, I don't have, like, what you want to call it, like an office, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm playing a fucking game on a, you know, PC or anything, really, I don't have, or like a desk or, like a chair, like you fucking fancy folks. Like, I don't have that shit. I mean, what am I fucking made of money here? I just fucking sit at my fucking bed and I get my TV in front of me, you know, so I'm either like occasionally sitting up with a fucking controller, but usually most often I just fucking lie down. I'm fucking like lying on my fucking side as I'm playing. It's just fucking like a pain in the ass to fucking like, you know, I'm sitting up on my fucking, if I'm sitting up, you can do a controller, obviously, it's not a big deal, but I ain't no fucking backrest or nothing, so it was like, dude, after a while, my fucking back starts killing me if I'm fucking not like, you know, so I usually just fucking lay the fuck down, but, and it's worse with the fucking, you know, mouse and the keyboard. I mean, I get fucking, I'm putting my fucking, the keyboard on my fucking lap, and I get Zelda fucking Hyrule, hardcover fucking Hyrule Historia, fucking, that's what I use as my fucking mouse pad, you know what I mean? So it's like, hey, my fucking keyboard on my lap, anything I do with the fucking, a lot of keys and shit, like, you know what I mean? I can use a fucking keyboard and a mouse, but it's like, dude, it's on my lap, I move a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm moving the keyboard, and it's fucking all over the place, and it's just a pain in the ass, but, yeah, I tried doing the controller companion to set up the fucking thing. I figure it's not going to be that hard. How difficult can it be? Start it up and fucking immediately. I'm like, dude, there's just so much like moving the cursor, and for a fucking turn-based game, is a lot of clicking. I just figured, like, fucking, as soon as I started, I'm like, dude, this is just a fucking mouse-clicking game. This is just, like, you don't even need the fucking keyboard, so. I mean, that's easy enough. I just kept my fucking, that book, the fucking Zelda book, and I just fucking, like, yeah, whatever. I'll just fucking lay down and fucking just have the fucking mouse and shit next to me. It's just clicking. So, yeah, as dark as dungeons. Basically, just a clicker. Click away. It's fucking easy enough. I mean, it's not a big deal for the fucking controls for that, but so I still don't understand why they put it on fucking PS4. You know, it obviously has fucking controller support on that, and not have it on a PC. You know, just fucking port it over. I don't know, but it's kind of a pain in the ass. But anyway, the game itself. You know, again, I said game's been hyped up like fucking crazy forever, and yeah, first impressions of it, just, eh, I don't know, no, I'm not too hot on it, it's okay. I mean, I've gotten further now since I fucking made these notes, I guess, but, yeah, two things I fucking hate about, you know, it's an RPG, it's a fucking, just explain it, it's like a turn-based RPG, almost like a fucking Final Fantasy or something, like, oh, I'm talking old school, not fucking the new shit that's pretty shitty. The old ones are pretty shitty too, but it's just, I mean, you're taking four people into a fucking dungeon at a time, and you fucking, you know, you gotta put in, you know, different classes and shit, and you gotta play some, you know, if you just right click on their fucking portrait, it shows like, oh, you gotta place this guy here and this guy there, like whatever, and then you can fucking, so he's, you know, the main things, you're taking him into the fucking a dungeon, you're fucking trying to level him up or whatever, and fucking the dungeons are all fucking, I mean, they're randomly generated, I guess, but they're not that different. I mean, it's pretty much just like how much, you know, what's your fucking goal and how much is the game gonna fuck you over is pretty much what it comes down to when you go in there. And they're not like, there's only, as far as I know, again, I'm not that far into it, there's fucking like, so it looks like there's like four like environments, and there's a like a main thing, like a main, they call it the darkest dungeon, is probably the end game of it. But so you're taking, you know, you're picking the four characters, you're taking them down, and like fucking, yeah, I was saying the two things I hate most about RPGs, and fucking the thing that turned me off like to a lot of like the old school ones. Saying I didn't fucking get into RPGs like hardcore until like the original Fallout. I'm like, ah, this is cool because fucking, you know what I mean? Fallout was just fucking like, yeah, there's a lot of like stats and fucking skills and perks and shit, but it was just fucking very, very clear and like immediate. Like, oh, I mean, even in that, like if I put like one, you know, if you put like 1 point into a fucking, like main stat, like it fucking, have like a immediate and fucking pretty big effect on fucking how your, you know, your character, like you'd see immediately how it played. Or like a good example is a fucking the Elder Scroll games, like, you know what I mean, like fucking you put up like as soon as you start building up skills, it's like very immediate of just like fucking it's clear as day, like, oh, I built up my fucking whatever, my fucking melee skill, and now, you know what I mean, my fucking, I can tell right away I'm doing more damage, or I'm fucking, you know what I mean, get a better percentage, like just very clear and immediate or whatever. Anyway, yeah, the two things I hate about fucking RPGs is fucking like status ailments, like, you know what I mean, like fucking, I mean, I'm talking like fucking, you know, like poisoned or fucking like whatever, you know, you get poisoned, you get fucking whatever, even like, I don't know if you call them status ailments, but like fucking, oh, like stunned or fucking whatever, dude, trapped, like, you know, all the different shit like that, or like bleeding or fucking like whatever. I mean, but it's fine when there's like, you know, if there's a couple of them, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? If this is fucking like manageable, just like fucking, oh, I know, you know what I mean? Like fucking like, oh, it's not like, even if it sucks really bad, you know what I mean? Something awful. Again, like a fucking, going back to like fucking like a whatever, Elder Scrolls, like fucking, you know, even you'll go into fucking like lycanthropy or something, or vampirism, and it's just like fucking like, oh, it's a huge one, but it's like, you know what I mean, it's fucking the big ones, or you know, you can get poisoned in those, it's like, oh, whatever, it's fucking getting an antidote, like whatever. But yeah, I mean, I said it's fine when there's like, you know, a few of them, it's fine to fucking, you know what I mean, it adds to it, like whatever. You know, fucking a few of them, a few ways to get rid of them, that's fine. But it's fucking Darkest Dungeon's like the fucking status ailment in the game, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, I mean, yeah, like the main one, you know, I mean, you have fucking all that shit on top of each other. You know, you have the bleeding, the poison, the fucking whatever. You get fucking stunned, you get fucking like whatever. But then you get like all like these character traits, which are either good or bad, and it's fucking just like, then you get fucking on top of that, you get fucking, diseases, which do fucking, you know, different shit. Then you get a, there's like a sanity meter you gotta fucking manage, and it's fucking, once that goes off, then it's like another fucking status. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, even now I'm to the point where like, yeah, I can manage all this shit, like it makes sense, but it's just like, I just don't like the fact that it's there. It just seems like it's fucking shit like that. It just seems like it makes what is and should be like a simple fucking game. And it is, Darkest Dungeon is fucking at its core, it's really fucking simple, but then it's just fucking like, it would be fine if it's like a straight path, like whatever. I mean, even if it was a little bit grindy, like just fucking like whatever, like, do this, and you know what I mean? It just seems like they just add that shit to be like, oh, isn't this fucking really complex now? It's like, well, if by complex you mean it's just a fucking pain in the ass, like, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Again, I pretty much figured the game out at this point. I played quite a bit of it, but it's just like, even then, it's just like, dude, it's just, everything's fucking like, instead of like, you know, going forward and having like a little setback and fucking like recovering, and, you know, I mean, the game, it just seems like it's fucking, the entire game's like fucking, oh, you take fucking three steps forward, then you take fucking 2.5 steps back, and just fucking like, dude, this is just on top of just like normal grinding. It's fucking just like, Jesus, dude, this is like ridiculous. So yeah, that's the other thing I fucking really hate, is fucking this grinding. Yeah, I mean, in fucking Darkest Dungeon, again, it just seems like there's a lot of grinding and a lot of fucking status ailments. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's fucking so, fuck. Yeah, I mean, fucking, like, yeah, mostly, yeah, most of the fucking, yeah, the status ailments and shit, it's fucking, it's just, like, obnoxious, like, fucking, sanity goes down. I mean, it's just a meter, and I'll try to explain the game fucking better. So you go into the dungeons, and like whenever a guy gets fucking like a critical hit on him, or fucking If you see something, you see something fucking kind of like freaky or whatever, like the guy like takes like a hit to his sanity, then like as his sanity goes, the meter goes up. I guess it'd be like sanity going down. He fucking should have done that. That would have made more sense if there was, you know what I mean? Even stupid as it is, have like a fucking full sanity bar and have it go down. It would have, something simple would have made more sense. But yeah, I mean, fucking, like, it's just like, oh, whatever, it sucks, this guy's fucking, like, crazy now, and, like, fucking whatever, like, he might not be able to control him, like, fucking, you know what I mean, that's a pain in the ass, and it's almost, like, infectious, like, he'll start, you know, there's certain fucking things, like, they'll get, like, they'll be, like, abusive, and they'll start, like, talking shit to, like, the other people in your party, so their sanity starts taking a bigger hit, and it starts, like, snowballing or whatever, but, I mean, some of the shit's like, ah, oh, it's a pain in the ass. And then it gets to the point where it's like, oh, I'm in the middle of a fucking dungeon, dude. This guy just, like, won't take, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's the only one fucked up, and he won't fucking, like, get healed. You know what I mean? Like, he can't heal him, so he'll fucking say something stupid, like, I'm fine on my own, like, fucking, like, whatever. And, like, he just won't take healing. So it's like, fucking, at that point, you're just like, fuck. And it's just, yeah, it's just a pain in the ass. I mean, again, I get what they're going for, to be like, fucking, you know what I mean? Just a pain in the ass to fucking play. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, and then it's fucking, yeah, so then you end up getting, like, fucking lists and fucking just, like, all this shit about, like, oh, here's what's fucking wrong with the, you know, here's what's wrong with your character. You get back to town and it's like, fucking, you can put him in a, either like a, you know, there's like a tavern or there's like a fucking church you can put him in to get their sanity up. I mean, it'd be back down. It should be the other way around. But, yeah, so, I mean, fucking, like, you know, you get all these lists of fucking ailments and fucking, like, diseases and fucking, like, you know, sanity effects and this and that and, like, traits and all this shit. There's just, like, lists of all this shit about what's wrong with the characters. It's just fucking, just, you know, when I started playing it, it's just fucking just, they're piss poor how they explain, like, how to, like, what it, like, number one, what it is, like, what it's doing. Like, a lot of the shit in the games like that, like, not even, like, I'd say, like, I hate to say, like, oh, it's like Dark Souls or something. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's kind of like cryptic or whatever. But I mean, like, the main fucking plane Dark Souls is fucking super straightforward. I mean, it's fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, oh, it's an RPG and I'm fucking going and leveling up, like, whatever. But I mean, this is just everything's just fucking explained, like, so shittily. I mean, it's fucking just, like, if you open up, like, the only help I think they have is just like a fucking, just like a, it's like a glossary. The lower right, you hit the fucking little book and it just gives you like this glossary of fucking terms. And it's just fucking just like a big list of fucking mess. It's not like fucking, you know what I mean? Even if you click on a character or something, like if you click on like one of their attacks or something, it's not just like a whatever. Just give me like a fucking little paragraph like, hey, this is what happens and fucking if you're gonna use this, it does this and this. Like it's not even that. It's just fucking just like abbreviate like acronyms and fucking abbreviations and fucking numbers and percentages. It's like, all right, I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, dude, like you just gotta fucking like use it and be like, all right, eventually, yeah, it's cool. It's just fucking like cryptic and fucking poor explanation for, it doesn't seem like there's any real reason other than just fucking, like, I don't know, just fucking to be a fucking pain in the ass. I mean, yeah, so you get all this shit wrong with your character. It doesn't really explain how you cure it. I mean, you just gotta fucking just go into town and fucking, yeah, I mean, there's so much fucking, like, it seems like there's so much fucking clutter in the game. There's fucking clutter and fucking micromanaging shit and just fucking, I don't know, again, just shit I don't like. Not saying the game is fucking terrible, it's just fucking, yeah, it's just fucking, you know, trial and error. It seems what it is. It's fucking, it's not just, it should be more straightforward than it is. It's not like, yeah, it doesn't turn into like, oh, you forgot to bring, you know, it's just fucking, you know, you go into a fucking, whatever, a dungeon or something, and it's just like, oh, you forgot to bring the fucking certain item into a dungeon, now you're just fucked, so you gotta back out. Like, they don't fucking bother explaining, like, fucking, you know, fucking explaining what's what. I said, it'd be fine if there's a good tutorial or just a manual in the game. I mean, there's not. There's fucking nothing like that. I mean, fucking the tutorial's just like a fucking, like, simple battle and just fucking throws you into town. Yeah, you get all these fucking classes, they don't fucking explain what they are, it doesn't explain what they do, or, yeah, he's gonna take them all into fucking battle and be like, alright, well, what's going on, I guess, and, Yeah, I mean, the fuck, you know, standard shit, like the stats, your fucking abilities, your attacks, they just fucking don't explain shit. I mean, again, it's probably one of those things, like, fucking, it could be good. I still don't think the way it's fucking implemented in the game is fucking good. I mean, again, if they had, like, just a simple, it is, I mean, it is a fucking, like, simple game. I mean, just fucking, just give me the simple fucking, you know, simple explanations of shit I'm gonna be doing. And it's all you get, it was just as a base. Then from there, if you want to fucking fuck around with shit, like, that's fine. But it's just, like, I don't know what these fucking attacks and abilities are, dude. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't say, like, it just says, oh, fucking minus fucking 30 ACC. Plus 5 fucking percent crit, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, cool, what the fuck does it do? Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, so at the beginning, I was saying, when I was reading notes and fucking when I first started playing, it's pretty fucking negative about it. I did. Says I didn't get the hype at all. I mean, fucking, like, again, I'm further into it at this point. It's like, yeah, I can kind of see it's okay, but again, I'm just fucking that huge hype about it. I don't fucking get, kind of a shitty game. I mean, so it's okay, but it's all at the same breath. It's kind of shitty too. Yeah. I mean, fucking, again, I fucking got, I mean, I started to get the loop of it. You know what I mean? I'm fucking starting to get, like, okay, here's what I got to do and shit. You know, I'm upgrading the, you know, the main thing is just fucking, I'm upgrading the fucking, the town. I mean, there's the town upgrades are all permanent. I mean, you fucking upgrade your guys and fucking give them better armor and shit and you lose them. Like, so, like, the first thing you probably want to do is just fucking upgrade the town, which is going to fucking give you discounts and everything in the future, like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, so I started getting the fucking the loop of fucking what I'm supposed to be doing. And just again, I'm just not bad, but fucking very just eh. I mean, it's fucking, it just seems like a fucking, it's a time sink. I mean, no real way to lose the game. I mean, just trying to get those permanent fucking upgrades and make shit cheaper and fucking, you know, you just fucking take, you know, take care of fucking baby all your fucking, your leveled up characters. You send your fucking shitty characters into fucking, just go on shit runs to fucking go get gold and fucking get out of there, like, whatever. Yeah, it's just fucking, like, shit, you know, shit goes bad and it's fucking not your fault a lot of the time, you know what I mean? You just get a fucking bad roll or, like, whatever, and it's just fucking, just sends you back pretty much a fucking square one with a lot of shit. It's just fucking, like, I don't know. Yeah, I said before, it's like fucking, you take 3 steps forward, and then you take fucking, you know, the game sends you fucking 2.5 steps back every fucking time. And yeah, I mean, I get, you know, I get it's a fucking, you know, it's one of those, they call it, like, a roguelike, and, the only thing I can really, I mean, I've done, like, fucking whatever, like, dungeon crawlers before, with, like, permanent fucking death or whatever. I mean, I can kind of, I've played some in the past, I never really got into them, but, I mean, right now, fucking, like, recently that I played that I can really compare it to is, Rogue Legacy. I mean, that's a different kind of game. It's still a fucking, it's a roguelike. I mean, it's got that same loop of fucking, oh, you send a guy into the fucking dungeon and fucking, like, you know, it's fucking randomly generated and you get fucking, you know what I mean? Shit can go bad. But the difference is that fucking game is fun. Like, it's fucking, like, it was fun to play. You know what I mean? It's fucking just, like, immediate, just, like, the act of playing the game was fucking wicked. Like, that game's great. I fucking love Rogue. I don't know if I talked about that before, but fucking Rogue Legacy is fucking amazing. I fucking love that game. I mean, this is because that's, like, you know, it's skill based. I mean, you fucking, like, how far you're gonna get. I mean, I'm not a fan of fucking procedurally generated shit in general, but fucking Rogue Legacy, it's so skill based that it's like, ah, oh, it's kind of cool going. I mean, like, ah, oh, shit's different. Like, oh, I gotta fucking react to what's going on. It was just cool, and, like, fucking, you getting those upgrades, and again, you're sending, like. They actually had, like, characters that would fucking, like, whatever, they'd get, like, fucking, like, double gold, I think, or whatever, and you send them in, like, oh, this is just gonna be my shit run, I'm gonna go and just fucking see how far I can get, but it was fun to fucking play. Darkest Dungeon, not so much. I mean, it's just fucking, like, random shit, happening. Yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking, like, it seems like I'm gonna keep going with it, but it just seems like I would hate to fucking have this. It's like a game that I'd be fucking playing, like if that was my main game, I'd be fucking, like, miserable. I mean, to its credit, like, I will fucking play it for a while and be like, oh wow, it's fucking, I've been playing this a lot longer than I fucking thought I would, you know what I mean? But it's just fucking, just because it's so grindy and just, you know what I mean, it takes so long to do anything. It's not because it's, I don't consider that, like, fun. You know what I mean? It's not, like, fucking just, oh, this is fucking great, or, oh, I feel good because I fucking did that fucking quest. I just beat, like, the first fucking boss the other day. I didn't fucking play yesterday or the day before. I'm like, oh, cool, I finally fucking beat a boss. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm probably just going to have to keep doing the same shit. Oh, it's just the same garbage. Like, this is, like, grindy. It just fucking... Again, it seems like this would be fucking perfect for, like a mobile, like a fucking... on an iPhone or something. Just because it's just so, like... I don't know. It's simple. And just fucking just click, 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 clicking around. Just fucking, like... I don't know. Not much to it, I guess. But again, all that shit they throw on top of it to make it seem like it's fucking more complex than it is. It's just fucking... I don't know. It's okay. I'll keep going. I wouldn't fucking... holding your breath like a review. I'm not gonna fucking... go through, you know what I mean? It's not my main site isn't to fucking beat that game. I'll tell you that much. It's just fucking like, whatever I'm doing. Then I'm like, I get an hour before I go to bed. I'll just fucking throw it on. Just click, click, click around as I'm fucking, you know what I mean? Do a couple things. I'm like, all right, yeah, I made some money. I did a couple upgrades. All right, fucking, I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? It's not grabbing me like that. Again, not bad. Fucking the art style is pretty cool. It's got like a, almost like a, what do you call it, like a wood engraving or something, like a wood burning or some shit, like fucking, seeing like, like fucking old school, like fucking monkish fucking books or something, I don't know, what the fuck, but it looks pretty cool. It's fucking like, you know, that, like a cartoony version of that. It's kind of, again, the game has fucking me written all over. It's just fucking, oh, Lovecraft, fucking going these fucking, you know, dungeons of fucking madness, like that should be fucking like right up my alley. But again, it's okay. It's just not fucking grab me like I thought it would, and fucking the hype would fucking believe me it would. You know what I mean? It's just fucking. It's okay though. That's it. Another sticking on the D is another big D coming up. My big D. I'll talk about after a little break. Free Press Podcast, and yeah, talk about the other big game I played mostly for the entire week. Kind of similar to Darkest Dungeon in that it begins with a D. Played it on PC, and I was shocked again when I started playing. I'm like, what the fuck? There's no fucking controller support for this fucking game either. It's on fucking consoles too, and again, and fucking no controls. But again, I fucking did the whole fucking routine of, all right, control companion, fucking blah blah blah, waste my time, fucking, what are the controls? I'll fucking do this. I mean, fucking the game I'm talking about is Doom 3, which it technically wasn't on fucking. Actually, it was. I think the Xbox, and the fucking came out the original Xbox. It was just Doom 3. It wasn't the fucking BFG edition. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I was fucking just shocked. I'm like, dude, fucking all, you know what I mean? All this time, they didn't fucking put in fucking controller support, and again on consoles. But try doing the controller companion again. I fucking I'd used it for fucking Doom 1, and it's fucking, dude, it worked amazing on Doom 1. So I'm like, dude, like, should work just as good on this. I fucking fucked around it for so long, and then it's finally just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just fucking, it wasn't working right. Like, it just fucking, it was working, but it just seemed like, I don't know, I wasn't happy with the way it fucking, I don't know, fucking what you'd call that. But I mean, just using the stick to fucking control like a cursor. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's fucking Doom. It's a fucking shooter, but. Just even like the menus, I'm like, dude, this, I'm trying to move the cursor around, I'm like, yeah, this doesn't seem right. And yeah, more than other games, I think fucking Doom 3 has got a lot of clicking around, fucking, you know, you're picking up whatever you call them, fucking audio logs and fucking data logs and shit, and there's a lot of just clicking around. It's supposed to like simulate like you have a fucking really closely having, you know, like, it's, the game just fucking assumes you're using a fucking a keyboard and a mouse, so it didn't seem like it was working great, so I'm like, fuck it, you know, just whatever, I'm using the fucking keyboard and the mouse. The thing is, I mean, don't fucking, I mean, before you fucking, oh, you're a fucking noob, like, whatever, dude, I fucking grew up playing games on a fucking keyboard and a mouse. I mean, I can do it, you know what I mean, it just fucking, I don't know how anyone can argue that using, just sitting back using a fucking controller is fucking so much better and easier. I mean, fucking, if you don't complain like, oh, well, the fucking mouse is, I mean, the fucking stick isn't as accurate as a fucking mouse and get all fucking like whatever. You don't give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking like this in general, just fucking holding the fucking controller. The controller is fucking meant for your fucking hands. You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's just, I mean, well, the keyboard and mouse is too, I guess, but it's fucking, it's meant for fucking spreadsheets and fucking word processing is what it's for. I mean, it wasn't fucking meant to, you know what I mean? Four fucking keys wasn't meant to fucking move fucking people. It's not supposed to simulate like a fucking stick, like, you know, like fucking since the fucking arcade, you know, arcade days, you know? It's just, it sucks. Yeah, even like fucking just, I'm trying to like, I was trying to put, well, what should I put for fucking like run, the run fucking, button? One of those things, I've tried to think of, like, the shooters in general, of how controls are laid out, and there's certain things that are, like, standard, like, every game, if you're fucking a shooter, reload's gonna be on X. I mean, it's always X. I mean, fucking, except, like, I mean, whatever, there's exceptions, like, I guess, like, Gears, like, if you think of, like, fucking, the active reload was on, like, the right bumper or whatever, a little different, I guess, and plus it's a fucking third-person game, there's different shit you gotta worry about, but fucking, it's talking like a first-person shooter, X is reload every time, and fucking, I'm thinking, like, back to, like, playing, like, Left 4 Dead or, like, all the Valve games, like, fucking Half-Life on fucking consoles, and that is for whatever reason, but just because they're out to be different or what, they fucking reload on B, and it's like, no, like, fucking reloads on X all the time. But anyways, yeah, if it's not, it's fucking, like, retarded. There's no reason for it. But, yeah, fucking, yeah, I'm fucking trying to figure out, like, oh, what should I do, run? And I'm just, like, thinking, like, what's, like, pretty standard for run. I'm thinking, like, you know, a lot of times you fucking click in the left stick, but that's kind of, I'm not a big fan of that sometimes. It's fucking, like, you know, you can't tell if it's a toggle or a hold, and it's just fucking, like, trying to hold in the stick as you're running is kind of a pain in the ass, or, you know, depending on the game. And other games use, like, the bumpers sometimes. It's like, the right of the left bumper to fucking, like, you hold it down, you run. That works okay, so I'm, like, thinking of it. But again, the fucking, as I'm playing Doom 3, I just gave up on even trying to fucking map the shit to a controller instead of playing with the mouse and keyboard. As I'm playing, I'm like, you know what? Fucking probably the worst possible thing anybody could ever think of is how about use your fucking pinky on the fucking shift key to run? Like, just, that's just like the stupidest fucking thing, dude. Like, there's nobody ever won't, you know what I mean? That's just like something that's not, your pinky shouldn't be involved in fucking anything, like in any kind of fucking gaming at all, you know what I mean? To fucking run, oh, fucking shove my pinky over and fucking hold the fucking shift key to run. That's like the worst shit. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. And again, I can use fucking keyboard and mouse, and I haven't been doing it, but I talked about it earlier. It's just like, I'm fucking playing it. I'm fucking, especially fucking Doom 3. It's pretty fucking intense. So I'm like, you know, fucking getting, you know, getting into it, and fucking, like, my fucking face is getting more to, you know, going towards the screen as I'm fucking playing. And, like, after, like, an hour and a half or so of, like, hunching over, dude, I'm like, fucking, dude, my fucking back, I'm fucking sitting there, dude, and fucking sucks. But, yeah, Doom 3, fucking add, keep talking about Doom. It's not gonna stop, though. Actually, it probably will stop. I might play Doom 2 after this, too. But, yeah, fucking one more time, fucking, add one more, talk about last week, how many times I bought fucking Doom 3, you can add one more, I found out the hard way right before I fucking booted it up. I'm like, fucking, all right, I was gonna play Doom 3. I had the fucking Doom 3 BFG edition I bought fucking the week before. I'm just like, oh yeah, whatever, fucking boot it up and play it, cool. Then I'm fucking like reading, like, whatever, dude, and just fucking clicking around and fucking, I'm like, oh wait, you can't, like, the BFG edition is pretty much just like a port of the console game. It's not like the original Doom 3. I guess it looks like worse, you know what I mean? It looks worse than the original fucking Doom 3. And yeah, you can't, I figured there'd be like, I couldn't remember, it'd been a while. I'm fucking like, again, it's gotta be like fucking I was talking about the flashlight. They have that mod, they fucking tapes the fucking flashlight to its gun and shit, but and that was pretty much standard for the BFG edition. Like, it was just fucking just like, oh, the fucking flashlight's on the gun, like, whatever, and you fucking turn it on and off and shit. And I figured, like, I couldn't remember, there's gotta be a way just to fucking turn that off and just play the original version. But no, I guess not. Like, you gotta buy like a separate version, just straight fucking vanilla fucking Doom 3. So that's what I did. Once again, more times I bought Doom. So I stopped playing the fucking, yeah, so I stopped playing the real Doom 3, no fucking bullshit fucking flashlight mod. Yeah, I mean, it definitely fucking looks better than fucking, I remember fucking, you know, even the 360 version of fucking the BFG edition. It's like, immediately, it's like, no, this definitely looks, it looks different, it looks better, like, fucking, the lighting's a hell of a lot better. Yeah, that flashlight, man, and fucking, you know, it's like the fucking, I think, like, I'm trying to think back when the game came out, and it's like, that must have just been, like, the very beginning of fucking just, like, internet just fucking, like, bitching about, like, oh, they changed shit. It's like, you know, it was Doom 3. I mean, on one hand, I mean, fucking, I went to, like, you know, I don't know if I talked about this, about like, Fallout and shit recently, about fucking, like Fallout 3 came out, and people were just bitching, like, oh, it's fucking not Fallout, because blah, I don't know. It's not a fucking, I'm not sitting there reading a fucking book and occasionally fucking clicking a couple times, like, it's an actual video game. But, I mean, like, it's, you know, Doom 2, yeah, Doom, like, 2, I guess, or Final Doom or whatever, to like, 3. And it's a different fucking game, or it's just, like, oh, it's like, you know, Doom is pretty much straight action for the most part. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of, like, puzzles and shit and, like, mazes, like, whatever. But, to go from that of just, like, fucking strafing around, fucking blasting dudes to fucking, Doom 3 is almost like a fucking, like, survival horror game. Like, you know, it's fucking half survival horror and half fucking shooter, you know? It's a different type of game. I mean, I can kind of understand people being like, oh, I just want to fucking run around and fucking whatever. Why is everything so dark? And you know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, just, I thought it was fucking ballsy of just having fucking, you know, the game's not afraid of just having complete fucking darkness until you switch to a fucking flashlight, you know, or you're, going around fucking, you know, you're pretty much just shooting at fucking red eyes, you know what I mean, in the fucking darkness. I mean, that shit, and then fucking you shoot and fucking, you know, it lights up the screen for like a fucking flash as the fucking flash goes off and shit. Like, I don't know, just fucking, it's just key having that fucking, that pitch darkness, you know. Yeah, a completely different game, and I'd highly fucking prefer fucking the original Doom 3. That I'm playing it, I'm like, because I kind of remember fucking playing like the BFG edition. It was very just fucking pretty standard, just I'm running around fucking shooting shit, like whatever. I mean, it's a fucking complete fucking, so it's like the main fucking almost point of that game. It's just fucking like cut out completely. It's just fucking completely different. But yeah, I'm really fucking liking it. I mean, it's not even a big deal. As far as like controlling it, as far as like switching back and forth between the flashlight, all you do, you hit the fucking F. I mean, it's just fucking easier than hitting fucking shift with your fucking pinky to run. It's just fucking right next to, you know, the D, you know, right next to D. It's just fucking a split second, just bam, fucking F. You pull out your flashlight, F again, you fucking put it away and you pull out your gun. It's fucking, mechanically, it's fucking real fucking easy. But I mean, it's just it's simple, it's different, but it's fucking completely changes the game, and it's fucking, it's great, it's fucking, and I think the game was fucking built around that. I mean, it's just like the lighting, like everything, the encounters, like, you know, fucking take away, like, again, it's fucking going like into like straight fucking like horror. I mean, it's fucking horror, survival horror, just fucking, just, dude, I'm fucking alone, I'm fucking, all I have is a flashlight. I mean, to strip that out, you're fucking making a different game. I mean, again, again, going into fucking, like, the mod made it better, in quotes. No, it didn't. It's the fucking game wasn't built to fucking be running around with a fucking flashlight strapped to a fucking gun. I don't think they did much to fucking, like, change anything once that was there in the BFG edition or, like, whatever. But yeah, fucking definitely, fucking, I'm fucking amazed how much I'm really getting into the fucking game, too. Amazed how well it's fucking, it's held up, too. Even, like, it's hard to think back then, like, how much, it reminds me of a little, I mean, fucking, if you want to get, like, all, like, fucking gaming historian about fucking, like, well, it's clearly influenced by, like, System Shock and blah, I mean, yeah, kinda, I guess, but, I think a lot of, like, aliens I see in there, like, it's fucking, you know, kind of looks like the aesthetic of the fucking station and shit. It looks a lot like fucking, like, in, like, something out of Aliens and fucking, compared to, like, Alien Isolation, just, like, the lighting and all that, like, how much, like, they influence each other or whatever. I mean, again, it's not like this as clear-cut as, like, fucking saying, like, oh, like, Doom 1, like, fucking spawned this whole fucking, genre of, like, fucking Doom clones of, like, you know, like, Duke Nukem and fucking Blood and fucking Hexen and fucking all that shit. Like, you know what I mean? And fucking, like, Dark Forces. Like, fuck, it's not like, you know, like, Doom 3, you know, I can't think of, like, all these games that just fucking play, like, Doom 3 and blah, 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 and, you know, fucking switching between, like, the flashlight and the gun and all that. But you definitely see, I mean, it's fucking, I think it's more influential than fucking people are giving it credit for. As I'm playing it, I'm like, I kind of, you know, to think of how old this game is and, like, how close it is to, like, a fucking, like, Outlast or, like, Alien Isolation or, games like that, like, fucking horror games and fucking, No, it's not too many, like, probably like a Dead Space or something like that. Just like the look of it and the fucking the lighting. I mean, they said the lighting is still fucking impressive to this, you know, to this day. It's like this could pretty much be a fucking modern game. I mean, just the fucking, the lighting and the fucking, you know, the textures and the fucking character models are a little rough looking, but it still looks fucking clean. It still fucking plays, like, silky fucking smooth. It's fucking, I don't know, it's really fucking impressive. It's just like, wow, I'm really getting into this shit. I also fucking forgot a lot about it, too. I forgot how fucking, like, other than just being, like, horror, it's like a horror fucking shooter. And then it's also just, like, a B-movie fucking sci-fi. I forgot about that. It's almost like fucking, like, Starship Troopers. I mean, there's, like, a... They go a little bit heavy, you know, heavier than you think on the fucking story, you know, and it's just fucking, you know, cause like cutscenes and shit. It's just like, so like, it's a good mix of fucking like horror, fucking action, sci-fi, and just like, you know, self-aware, it was just like goofy comedy. It's just fucking like, well, Evil Dead type shit. And it's just fucking, I don't know, I'm just fucking really fucking liking it. I was surprised. I'm just glad I caught that before I started playing the BFG edition. I'd probably just fucking blow right through. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. Yeah, Doom 3 is pretty good. I'm fucking the real fucking original Doom 3. It just fucking seems to be the way to go. And it's fucking definitely, can look at it now and just say, like, yeah, all you fucking people, I remember when the first came out, people complained, oh, put the fucking flashlight on the gun. Oh, fucking, oh, how hard is that? Blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking, yeah, you're fucking wrong. Like, that's just, like, they're, like, completely wrong. It's fucking not at all. Fucking just ruins the game. Yeah. Hindsight's 20/20. I was right, you were wrong. It's fucking, yeah, no, not how you do it. Yeah, fucking, I'm pretty close to finishing it, I believe. Yeah, I'm just fucking, I'm really, really liking it. Again, that's my fucking, my main go-to at this point. I like it. It fucking holds up fucking incredibly well. Like, it could, almost like a new game. That's it for games that I've played, I guess. A little bit of news that I wanted to talk about anyway. Talk about games I thought I was going to play and then ended up playing was today. Should have come out. I would have played it eventually, but maybe not, as it's so, again, I'm fucking deeper in Doom, fucking knee deep in the dead of Doom 3. But The Witness came out today, and a game I was looking forward to. I'm like, yeah, it looks cool. It's kind of like Mist, like whatever. It's look fucking like a decent puzzle game. It was $40, and I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't thinking like that much about it. I'm just thinking like, well, I'll look for whatever, dude. I've crossed that scumbag territory of the fucking PC gamers of like fucking, oh, I'm fucking looking for deals. I'm doing this and that. Like I'm fucking, they talked about like the Humble Bundle and all that shit fucking last week and fucking, you know, that shit. I mean, fucking, I'll just give you like an idea of fucking like, XCOM's coming out soon. So I didn't fucking just go to Steam and fucking pre-order it. And, you know, I went to like fucking whatever it was, like CD Keys or whatever, and just got fucking, I pre-ordered XCOM. I think Street Fighter V, I got two, both of them for like $35. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I already pay fucking 60 on like PS4 or whatever. Yeah, so The Witness is like $40, and again, I was thinking like, ah, whatever, dude, I'm sure, even like you expect like new games in general, like if you're going to pre-order it or whatever, it's usually like, you know, they give you like $5 or like, you know, $10 off, whatever percentage that is, and you figure just like fucking like, you know, some kind of deal for like, you know, like $40, and it doesn't seem like a permanent price for a, you know, puzzle game like that, you know, it's just fucking like, it doesn't matter, like, oh, it's just a fucking puzzle game, like, thinking of like, the Talos Principle too. And I bought that in like some sale for like fucking whatever, like $20. I forget if it was like 50 or 60 when it came out. But I was like, yeah, it seems kind of fucking pricey. And like, it wasn't long before it's like, oh yeah, whatever, it's on sale for like, you know, 33% off or whatever. But, so the fucking just put out The Witness a straight fucking $40. And yeah, I was interested. It was just like, eh, I don't know, dude. I kind of fucking balked at it. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable paying fucking $40. And again, I'm just thinking, I'm like, I got all these games that I'm playing now. And like, I still have the Talos Principle, which the game fucking looks a hell of a lot like just graphically anyways, looks better than that. And I'm pretty sure there's like a, story, you know, story to it, or, you know, the Talos Principle anyway, from what I've seen, it looked cool, because it just, you know, looks good, and there's fucking, there's puzzles, and there's like a bigger, like, overarching story to it, and there's fucking, like, there's more to it, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I mean, fucking looks cool, like a Portal 2 or something, but, like, The Witness just seems like, from what I can see, and what everybody's talked about, is just like a straight, just fucking, oh, here's an island, just fucking, figure out these puzzles, here's some fucking, like, mazes, and figure it out, and, like, whatever, something like that. I'm just like, I don't know, like, if it was, like, $30, I wouldn't think anything of it. If I wasn't gonna play it, or, you know, for a while, I'd still be like, yeah, whatever, I mean, I'll play it eventually, fine, I'd probably get it, but, wouldn't even think about it, but it's just, like, something about that price point, just like, $40, And I probably wouldn't even be talking about it now. It's just people made a big deal out of it at fucking one point or another, like fucking like, you know, why is it $40? Like fucking, you know what I mean? I'm not paying $40. Are people defending it? And, again, I don't care that much. It's again, I have enough to play. I'm not just like hurting for shit to play of just like, oh, why isn't, you know, I'm not going to fucking raise a big stink about it. But, just if I was a huge, like, you know, puzzle game fan, like whatever, I'd be like, oh yeah, whatever, it's $40, why don't you fucking buy it? Like, it's getting like fucking pretty good reviews, and it's getting fucking like, you know, running the gamut from like sixes to like fucking like, you know, perfect tens and like whatever, so who knows. Again, because it's a puzzle game, those are, you know, those games are just hard to, you know, it just depends on how it clicks for you personally, you know. Anyway, what pisses me off is just people, you know, people defending it, like, you know, because I can see the argument of, oh, it's $40, like fucking whatever. People who really like the fucking that missed fucking puzzle game genre, I can see him paying $40, but it's not a big deal. But I mean, if you're gonna fucking defend it because of that, yeah, fine. But it pisses me off that people defend it of like, oh, well, it's a Jonathan Blow game, and, you know, fucking the guy who made fucking Braid, he's just so artsy and fucking, you know what I mean, it's just fucking such an indie game. Like, they're defending it because it's an indie game, and a Jonathan Blow game, and it's a small team, and, you know, oh, Jonathan Blow spent his own money to fucking make it, so you know, you guys are assholes for fucking complaining about spending $40. It's just, it took 6 years to fucking make it, and blah, 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 and fucking, you know what I mean? And I fucking like Braid, don't get me wrong, and fucking, like, whatever, and I was interested in it, and it's fucking, like, oh, yeah, it got me more interested in it, because it's fucking the guy who made Braid or whatever, so, I mean, he seems like a fucking smart guy. It'd be fucking good to make a, you know, puzzle game, you know, good person to make a fucking puzzle game, but, yeah, I mean, I can see, again, I can see if you're going to say, hey, it's worth $40, it's just fucking good, it's a fucking great game, fine, but it's just fucking, we start getting like the meta fucking commentary shit, like outside the game, of like the game's fucking like narrative and who made it, and you know, feel bad for the guy because he's a millionaire who fucking spent his money to make another game. Like, I'm not gonna fucking feel bad, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna fucking give the guy fucking money because he's already a fucking millionaire, and he, you know, it's fucking just, it's a stupid fucking argument. It's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Again, fucking journalists and fucking idiots, fucking out of touch. I'm just like, oh, well, fucking my buddy made a game, so blah, 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 and I get it for free. Why are you guys complaining about spending your money? And it's just like, it's fucking dumb. You're going to act like fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, you're thinking of it, $40 and $20 under like a full production fucking AAA game with fucking top notch graphics and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they're working on fucking making this, you know, either a narrative or a fucking online fucking something or other, or just like, you know, big fucking production. They're worried about fucking all that shit. And I don't know, fucking spending all their money of fucking their millions and millions of dollars and fucking hundreds of people working on it, and fucking they're charging $60, and you look at like fucking, oh, it's like this little fucking indie game for $40, and it's just fucking, I don't know. And then you gotta act like fucking, oh, well, it's different money, like, you know what I mean? It's different value. Your money is valued differently all of a sudden because it's a fucking indie game or it's a small team. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's not like these $60, you know, these $60 are different to me because it's fucking going to some fucking corporation. So that's worth less than fucking, you know, these $40. These $40 are like golden, you know what I mean? That's going to fucking this guy and his team. It's like, dude, it's dumb. It's a dumb fucking argument. I don't know. That's it. So that's my story of not buying Braid, fucking The Witness, whatever. Yeah, fucking probably down the line I might get it, but again, looking at my backlog, it's like, if I was going to play a puzzle game, I think I'd rather fucking stop playing the Talos Principle than fucking that, so that'll wait a little bit. Yeah, I think that's it for video game news. Movie news, kind of, I mean, it's kind of relevant, I guess. I ended up watching Martyrs. It's an older movie, fucking French movie. I heard about it for a while. I guess they're making some kind of, it's like one of those like extreme French films, French horror films from the 90s, whatever, early 2000s, I forget. Like, I don't know. It's been a while. It was a certain like genre, like subgenre of fucking horror. It's fucking like extreme fucking French horror movies. It's a pretty big one. I've heard about it for a while. I guess they're making, or they already made a fucking, they remade it, like an American remake or something like that. Some new fucking remake bullshit came out recently. So it's getting brought up again here and there of, you know, horror shit I listen to. So I was like, no, I still haven't fucking seen it. So, yeah, fuck it. I don't really want to watch the remake, so I'll fucking watch the original one. Again, something I've heard about, fucking talked about for a while, like, one of the movies you gotta see if you're a horror fan, like, Pushing the Limits, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm fucking, like, looking how to buy it, and fucking, I tried looking on, like, you know, online, like, VOD, video on demand shit before, and, like, I could never find it, like, anywhere. I was just thinking, like, oh, they obviously don't want to touch it, it's just fucking, you know, it was a lot of just, like, unrated, kind of infamous, like, again, has fucking been talked up to me for, like, how, like, extreme it is. So I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll just fucking buy, like, a Blu-ray or a DVD or whatever, and then fucking all the Blu-rays and DVDs are, like, fucking retardedly expensive. They're, like, fucking, like, you know, like, the DVD was, like, fucking, like, $100-something. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. Whatever, I just fucking randomly, I'm like, looking around, like, the different services, like, I've found on fucking Amazon Video, you can buy it, like, straight up, like, $8 to fucking stream or whatever, digital. So I fucking did that, fucking watched it before I went to bed last night, and thought it was okay, I'll just say that. I don't think it's fucking, again, it's fucking theme of the episode, I guess, is fucking, it was okay, but it's fucking just didn't fucking, I don't understand the fucking, the hype I get, hype I've been hearing for like years, especially, I mean, from like fucking, like, you know, not from like fucking a Sally fucking down the street, like fucking, like, you know, like fucking not like, oh, I fucking usually don't watch horror movies. I saw this movie that was so fucked. I mean, it's from like fucking like hardcore, like horror, you know, horror movie fucking fans. Some of them anyway, saying like, oh, it's fucking like, oh, you should see it because it's fucking just like pushes the limit and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, sorry, I wasn't blown away by it. I thought it was an okay movie, but yeah. It's actually basically just the rundown, dude. It's basically like it's two movies. It's two movies in one almost. It's just, you know, following, well, at least one character throughout the whole thing. But the first part just focuses on like two girls in an orphanage. One of them that's fucking that starts the movie off of like her is like, you know, a real little girl fucking escaping some torture chamber. She befriends like some other girl at the orphanage, and she's like, them two are like real good friends, and like the girl that got tortured, she's like the only one that she'll talk to is the other girl. Whatever. And so she's fucking, yeah, and then fucking they end up fucking going to some, you know, flash forwards a little bit, and it ends up fucking, them two, oh, actually, the one girl that was tortured, like, fucking busting into some fucking people's houses and doing, like, a home invasion and blowing them away with a fucking shotgun. The entire family she kills, and she thinks it's like, oh, these people are responsible for fucking torturing me when I was a kid. And then it's just fucking just the two, you know, her and her friend cleaning up after the fucking, the dead bodies and shit, and like fucking like, kind of ridiculous that like fucking, rather than just fucking doing it, they're like fucking, they're sleeping in the fucking, you know what I mean, sleeping in the fucking house, and they're fucking like whatever. And the whole time this happened, there's like a demon thing that's fucking, sounds weird. I'm really bad at fucking explaining stories, but, there's like a demon thing that's fucking chasing, you know, going after the fucking, the girl that was tortured, and she's like, you know, the demon's like fucking like cutting her and fucking beating her and shit. Yeah, so fucking, the tortured girl, her fucking, her friend's fucking like, you know, the demon thing ends up fucking killing the tortured girl, and fucking the tortured girl's friends is fucking, she's just kind of like just stuck in that house like cleaning shit up, and she's just thinking like, oh, you know, the girl that got tortured, like, oh, she's just fucking like crazy or whatever, and she just fucking burst into this fucking house and killed an innocent family or whatever. But it turns out fucking yeah, I mean, she was, the girl was right, and fucking, she got the right people, and there's, like, she finds this fucking, like, high-tech fucking, like, torture lab under the fucking, under the house, and, she finds some fucked up broad, like, cuts and shit all over, and, you know, she's fucking down, she's, like, chained down there, she, you know, looks like she's been down there for, like, years and shit, or, like, whatever, and yeah, fucking, that's one of the better parts. She fucking finds that tortured fucking another tortured fucking girl down there. That's fucking just like the effects of like taking off the mask, and she's all fucked up and shit. Like that was good. And then it fucking like it goes into like another fucking direction. There's like some shadowy fucking group shows up in like black trench coats and shit. It turns out to be some secret society that was, you know, they're fucking doing all this shit to people to, you know, bring them to fucking like the brink of like fucking madness and fucking like death and shit. And they're trying to find out like what lies beyond like death, and you know what I mean, what's fucking, you know, the afterlife, like them, like, you know, getting them to that point of just like completely letting themselves go, and you know what I mean, like fucking it's just fucking the whole premise I thought was just kind of dumb, like that whole thing. Yeah, I was on board up until then. I mean, fucking, you know, everything seemed, you know, pretty base in reality. I was talking about the demon that's chasing the girl and shit. Like, that's, like, all in her head, I guess. Spoilers or, like, whatever. Wasn't really there, but, I mean, like, that effect was cool. And, like, I liked that little twist. Like, oh, it's in her head. Like, it wasn't fucking too shocking. I mean, I kind of figured it out before. But it's just fucking, like, whatever. It's a cool effect. And just, like, oh, it's a cool little story. Like, whatever. But then, like, you know, it took that turn into, like, fucking, oh, this fucking secret elite fucking society doing this fucking systematic fucking torture bullshit to fucking do some stupid shit. Yeah, it just pulled me out of it. Like, at that point, I'm like, yeah, whatever. So then fucking, like, the second half or, like, the second third or whatever just turns into pretty much just fucking, like, torture porn. Just fucking, It's not like too crazy though. I'm not like one of those people like, oh, I fucking like, oh, how can you watch, you know, like, how can you watch this and like fucking like judgmental or like whatever. I mean, yeah, it's just fucking nothing. Oh, it's just almost like I look at that like genre or that fucking like technique of just fucking like, oh, like, you know, the torture porn fucking genre is just like fucking like, it's almost like an extension of like the old 80s, slashers like Friday the 13th or something, or like fucking Nightmare on Elm Street, where it's like, you know, they do like these creative fucking things or like whatever, just like, you know, a showcase of just fucking like effects, gore effects or like whatever, just fucking, if it's filmed right, just fucking, you know, a different feeling, or just fucking just like, oh, there's feeling awful, like, you know what I mean, like it can be done well. But in Martyrs, I don't think it was really that, nothing really crazy, and you know what I mean, it's just fucking just like her in a chair just being like force fed, and like, you know, you're not saying it's fucking like writing it off, you know what I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not like, oh, whatever, no big deal, but I'm saying like fucking as a movie, as like a horror movie, it's just like, yeah, I don't know, it's fucking like, you know, it was just her getting like beaten and shit for like 20 minutes, it's fucking, you know, nothing like too creative or like fucking whatever. Yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, she gets, like, in the end, she ends up getting, like, skinned alive or whatever, but, yeah, she gets skinned alive, but, I mean, even, like, the effects of that, they don't really show much, first of all, and, like, when they do it, and when they show, like, the, her just fucking, she's, like, skinned, it's like, yeah, the effect wasn't that good, and it's just fucking, I don't know, yeah, again, so fucking, I don't know, overall, just fucking, eh, I mean, alright, it's okay, I thought it was just like a few too many twists and like, fuck, oh, it didn't really affect me too much. It was only like an hour and a half long, but it fucking seemed like it dragged, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, it's not like the first half, a lot of it just kind of like, you know, kind of slow. And like the second half was like fucking, oh, it should be like exciting or like something, but I don't know, just fucking didn't grab me. Yeah, I was thinking back to similar, like, movies, as, like, that French fucking extreme fucking shit. I just think of, like High Tension, dude. I love that fucking movie. Or, like, Irreversible is another one that's fucking just, like, you know, kind of pretty fucked up and fucking, like, you know, of that fucking era, I guess. Not really a horror movie, but it's fucking just a good movie. It's just fucking, like, yeah, it's really, really fucking good. And they show some fucked up shit. This fucking, like, really just, like, wow, it's fucking, you know, fucked up. I think it was as good as that. Or even thinking, like, fucking back to that, like, system, you know, even going to be, like, systematic fucking torture, fucked up shit. I mean, I always fucking, ever since I've seen, like Solo fucking broke me, man. That movie's fucked. Like, I mean, it's real. Like, ever since I've seen that, I was like, dude, like, this is just real. Like, it just made me feel so fucking, like, grimy and dirty. It's, you know what I mean? Like, physically, just like, oh, this is just fucking, like, awful. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking, just that feeling. Just fucking, you know, that shit. Like, fucking nothing's come close to that business then. But, yeah, that was it. That was Martyrs. Just fucking something, I guess, I saw. I could talk about, and again, I give it, like, the same rating. Same rating as, like, Darkest Dungeon. Just like, it's okay, I guess. That's it. Just like gruntfreepress.com. I mean, it's the same feeling I got. You know, most people have for that site, too, where it's like, yeah, it's okay, I guess. Where you can find me, Absolute Deicide at gruntfreepress.com. This has been episode 28, I think. Email questions, letters, fucking something to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And, yeah, that's about it for this week. See you next week, if I feel like it.
Damn, well, let's do a tune called Rawhide, okay? The goddamn tape's rolling. Let's go.
Let's move them out!
moving. Keep the doggies moving. Keep the doggies moving. Keep the doggies moving. Roar. I wear the finger for ride. Move my head.